This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Former REM singer Michael Stipe has been making headlines recently discussing all of his new projects. In addition to producing and co-writing the next Fisher Spooner album, he and longtime collaborator Jonathan Berger have two big projects on the horizon. One is an audio project for New York City's High Line Park, composing pieces of music that will play from a bell tower to be constructed on the park's northern end. The duo's second project involves a series of autobiographical photo books on Stipe's life, the first of which will cover Stipe's time with REM, due out later this year. Clem Curtis, the original lead singer of the UK soul outfit The Foundations, passed away yesterday. Born in Trinidad in 1940, Curtis moved to England at the age of 15, finding jobs as an interior decorator and boxer. With singing experience limited to just around the household, Curtis took a tip from his uncle that the Ramones sound was seeking backup singers. The group lost their original singer, took on Arthur Brown temporarily, and re-emerged in 1967 as The Foundations with Clem Curtis as their lead. After the group scored two hits and released two albums with Curtis at the helm, he felt the morale of the Foundations shift towards resting on their laurels, leading him to break off from the group in 1968 to pursue a solo career in the United States. While the Foundations bore on with new singer Colin Young, finding continued chart success with hits like Build Me Up Buttercup, Clem Curtis was unable to find reliable work in the States, compelling him to return to the UK in the early 1970s and eventually founding a reformed version of the Foundations, not unlike several incarnations from other former members. Clem Curtis continued to perform until his double cancer diagnosis earlier this year, choosing to spend his remaining time amongst family and friends. Clem Curtis was 76. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.